This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are discord.lrn.fm. Just drop in to one of those. We'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio if you're on Discord. We like that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We go to your phone calls and thoughts. If you're just tuning in, the main story we've been covering tonight and just kind of been coming back to it is an exclusive by Forbes, and they've gotten evidence of the federal government taking over the Kick and Instagram accounts of a child porn distributor, that they busted this person, then they got him to sign over access to his accounts. They then got into the accounts, found out that he was administrating, or maybe they already knew this, but he was administrating multiple
Over administration.
Right. He was the administrator of multiple child porn distribution rings or rooms or whatever you want to call them. And they just continued to operate those rooms, acting as though they were this person for at least 18 months, according to the affidavits.
Right. And they could have, at any point, demanded the IP addresses of certain users from the platform.
Sure.
According to the platform, they have not been contacted.
Didn't know that investigation was even going on, according to Kick. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. There's a little bit more here from the story at Forbes. And then if we get the chance, we can talk about International Women's Day. I think you wanted to comment on that, Mark. We'll get into it. But first, Matt, on YouTube, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all brought this show up, because I was going to bring it up in relation to a call y'all had yesterday. Two calls. Well, you had one from a 13-year-old boy who wanted to talk about the traumas of moving from upstate New York to Houston, Texas. And, you know, I've been there. I moved from Japan to New Orleans, Louisiana. Boy, that was a culture shock. And then there's some guy called up. Said, you know, you're talking to a 13-year-old boy and he used his name and somebody like track him down. And I'm thinking to myself, what is going on? I mean, first this thing about Michael Jackson becomes a whole big documentary. Everybody's like,
yeah, we
always suspected this about Michael Jackson. And I'm like, yeah, but you never proved it. And then this trial of R. Kelly, and these are things that are going on.
So, just
like,
to be clear, are you one of the Michael Jackson is innocent people?
I don't know.
Okay. Because there's a lot of people who are telling a very similar story about him. Now, maybe they all coordinated and said, we want to get this guy or whatever reason. But from what I understand, and I did not watch the documentary, but I read a review of it online, and it's sounds like, you know, the evidence is pretty persuasive about what the, you know, he's paying off the parents, giving them, you know, free houses and cars and private jet flights or whatever.
Yeah,
and
that in and of itself is enough for me. Like, okay, well, I want to hang out with your son, so I'm going to give you a bunch of free stuff.
And
that
he would
weird.
Even keep the parents in the same house while he was in the bed with their son.
Oh,
well,
right.
In his bed with the parents' son. While
believe
the parents were
me, it is disturbing, but you know, history also has convicted Vlad the Impaler as a vampire. So,
okay.
Not that he was a nice guy, but
all right. What were you driving at here?
Just seeing them lately, like you're seeing being bombarded with all of this stuff about pedophilia, and I'm wondering, is there some kind of a plague going on, or is this just one of those things moving through the zeitgeist?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Probably the latter. Because a lot of this stuff happened a long time ago. You know,
Jackson's
been dead for a decade.
They're going, they're trying R. Kelly, who's some kind of an RB's thing, about incidents that happened a long time ago, and suddenly all these women who, you know, are suddenly coming forward and saying that they were traumatized a long time ago, but chose to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a mind reader.
So the claim that I actually saw in a couple of the articles about both Michael Jackson and R. Kelly, the claim about why it takes some people so long to come out was that they came out basically after they had children. So until then, they like didn't realize how seriously, you know, messed up was that whatever it was that happened to them allegedly until they had kids, and then that apparently they say helped them realize how vulnerable they were at the time. Was one of the claims about that.
Okay. I guess I'll have to take their word on it, because like I said, I don't read minds. But I'm just wondering, it's just strange.
The claim with Michael Jackson was that he had told the kids that they would go to prison if they ever said anything about what happened. So there may be some manipulation going on them. They're children. I mean, they might have.
But you're talking about one of the more powerful people in the world at that point, too.
Yeah, one of the alleged abuse victims said that he felt like he was, you know, hanging out with God, basically.
Right. You're going to be, you're whisked away on the private jet, put inside of a mansion where you can't even find the exit, and you're sleeping with this guy, and pretty soon he's, you know, creepy touching you or whatever after he's giving you the Jesus juice, which is what he called wine.
Is that right?
Yeah, it just keeps going. It ain't pretty.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing is just really weird, and somehow, you know, I always get this feeling whenever I see these moral panics, nothing good ever comes of it.
I'm with you. Yeah, you should be skeptical when you see a pattern and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Sure, be skeptical. You should always be skeptical, but don't ever be so skeptical that you can't be convinced. That's not what skepticism is.
Right, Matt, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, to me, rich people basically can get whatever they want to have, you know, which means that they then can explore new wants, if that makes sense. Once you get the basics filled up, then you can start looking at, new different things to explore and that you might want. So that's why I kind of, I feel like I'm more quick to indict somebody who's very wealthy, very powerful on these sexual predatory charges. But, you know, who knows?
He did admit sleeping with boys. I mean,
yes.
that is, you know, fact.
Right.
And
I just like to have little campouts with boys.
People who worked for him, like maids and such, said that in the house they had like a bedroom attached to basically every room. So I guess the idea was you wouldn't have to go far if you wanted to get to a bedroom. That's kind of the idea, as I understand it. The government, though, according to the story over at Forbes about the FBI taking over...
Government goons.
Porn. Yeah, thank you, government goons. Taking over pornography distribution rings... and just continuing to operate them for 18 months, believes that taking control of suspects' online personas is sometimes worth it. In two previous public cases, both looking into child abuse material crimes, police presented suspects with consent to assume online identity forms. In 2008, investigators took control of a suspect's Yahoo account, and in 2009, the FBI acquired access to a real user account on a peer-to-peer file-sharing service. The most controversial facilitation of child pornography, oh, by the way, Forbes couldn't find any court documents showing how the police benefited from this access.
Right.
No, they did it.
That's the thing here is that, okay, perhaps you can convince me that taking over a child porn distribution room is worth it from a police standpoint, but shouldn't you have some arrests mm-hmm. that are associated in some way?
They don't have that with this recent case.
Well, Forbes certainly couldn't find the association.
Right. The most controversial facilitation of child pornography occurred in February of 2015 when the Department of Justice seized and ran Playpen. The site was hosted on Tor, widely known as the dark web, where users' identities are obscured, allegedly, by layers of encryption. For 2 weeks, police launched a malicious code at visitors that would attempt to uncloak their IP address and subsequently their identity. But over that fortnight, the website's performance improved and membership increased 30%. So apparently the giving it to the feds actually was an upgrade.
Before, yeah, right. Now it's being run on their computers.
Put it on some good servers with some bandwidth.
Right. According- in that case, at the very least, they were trying to find these people. We don't have any evidence of any other of the circumstances where they're running this stuff that they're even trying.
The let's see. They found the administrator of Playpen, Stephen Chase. According to his counsel, he was eventually sentenced to 30 years for 6 counts related to the sharing and advertisement of child abuse content. By its own admission, the FBI said 9,000 images and 200 videos were made available by Playpen users while it operated the site, but they didn't tell you how many times those images were downloaded, and if I recall correctly, it was in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. If you operate a retail business, like a real-life brick-and-mortar kind of business, and you want to take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or Zcash or some others, get on over to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks at AnyPay can help make this possible for you and do it within moments. If you've ever signed up for credit card processing or a bank account, you know how difficult it can be to open up those old money services. Getting started with Bitcoin is way easier than you think, and I'm really, really talking about 15 minutes here is probably what you would need. If you've never downloaded a Bitcoin wallet, that's going to be probably the biggest chunk of time, is just getting your wallet set up for the first time. Anyway, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. This is easy to do, and they've made it real streamlined over there. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, as the federal government once again has been caught. Now, they may be doing this on a variety of other occasions. Who knows how often this is going on, but this is the first time on record, according to Forbes magazine, the first time the federal government or maybe any policing agency has taken over the private accounts of a person who was convicted or busted for child pornography and then proceeded to then operate that person's rooms in which they were trading. So it was an administrator operating their rooms in which people were trading child pornography for 18 months at least in this particular case. And some people out there, I think, rightfully should find this unacceptable and outrageous, the idea that the federal government, who claims that it is a crime to distribute child pornography, are engaging in the distribution of child pornography and the facilitation of the distribution of child pornography for weeks upon end, in this case,
well,
months upon
claim
end.
Well, they'll simultaneously that the distribution of this stuff is damaging to the victims, and then claim, but not when we do
it. Not when we do it.
And that's like... That's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it either is damaging or it's not damaging.
Right.
It's either... It should either be a crime or it should not be a crime. No. Being a police officer doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. And this is wrong, and it should not be done in the name of right.
Yeah, I'm on the side of it should not be a crime to facilitate or to distribute these things, to download it, but to create it is, to my mind, the crime, because that's where the person was victimized. You know, whether or not 1 or 400,000 people see that photograph is immaterial to the victim.
The damaging thing occurred at that moment. I'm with you on that.
It's not like they get a little zap every time somebody downloads it.
Right. I concur with that. However, what I would say is that I don't want the society where the distribution of this stuff is okay, so long as we got the person who did it. I just don't want that.
Well, I don't want a society where people are thrown in prison for a thought crime, which is ultimately what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about necessarily a thought crime, because in this circumstance, what we're saying is that I'm being consistent. The distribution of this stuff is bad. And whether you're a cop, whether you're a child trying to catch a child predator, or whatever it is, if you distribute this stuff, you're doing something bad.
But where's the victim?
I understand. You're asking.
You're saying morally, it's bad.
No, I'm saying from a to some extent, what we're talking about here is constructing a society.
Mm-hmm.
And in the construction of a society, I don't think we don't have the guts for that. All right, and I don't want to. I don't want to go in the place where it's okay. We got the bad guy who made it, so let's just distribute the heck out of it. I'm not ready to make that defense. Not interested in it. You're right. There's no actual victim in that circumstance. However, let's go after the largest distributors, and right now the largest distributors is the FBI.
Let's go to Jim. He's listening in Indianapolis to WIBC FM. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't really have a strong opinion yet about the FBI's what they did, because I would like to get a little more information. Rather than just shoot.
What would you like to know? We know a little bit about the case.
I want to get different views of it from different journalists.
Journalists,
I don't think I could be an expert on everything by hearing one thing about it.
Agreed.
But I would like to say this. America tends to be in denial about these type of things. For instance, they were showing the Cosby Show until the guy finally went to jail, even though multiple women accused him of being probably the biggest serial rapist in American history. But we still got Jim Baker, who did exactly what Bill Cosby did, was to give his, you know, secretary a date rape drug and then gang rape her with a friend of his. And he's still teaching us how to be moral on TV, how to live moral lives. What a joke.
Yeah, I always wonder. I mean, I feel like Bill Cosby's work on The Cosby Show was quite good. But, you know, am I supposed to change my opinion about it because the man who portrayed, you know, Huxley,
a character,
yeah, is not the man that that we thought he was?
Well, how far do you have to go? Should we? I mean, if Adolf Hitler had a sitcom back in those days, would we now be watching it? I mean, how far does it have to go? The guy's a horrible rapist. He's a phony.
He is.
And we shouldn't be watching a show. They shouldn't be showing it to us.
Well, Adolf Hitler was an artist, and he painted some paintings. And
right,
those paintings
right.
are
but
worth
people
money.
Tend to, no, they're and not. They're not people. People don't tend to like things like that. They don't bring big money, actually.
Well,
I mean,
not
you got
Picasso.
You got a few weirdos that are into like Nazi stuff, but other than that, that stuff doesn't bring big money because people don't. They tend to shy away from evil people.
They brought money, and they certainly are going to bring. They're going to bring more than if you paint a scene on the street. They've got the acclaim. So you know, I mean, I don't have much of an opinion on. I think it's strange to want to buy Adolf Hitler's paintings because they're inconsequential and not very. They're not special in any way, other than you know the fact that. You know,
well, don't you think it's a little odd that Bill Cosby fired Lisa Bonet because she got pregnant while at the same time he's raping women? The show is a show about a nice guy, whereas he's exactly the opposite of that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a tough situation for a lot of people with Bill Cosby, who had grown up. You know, in my case, I remember watching him as a kid.
America's
in the
Dad, right?
1980s.
Right.
He was the Reading Rainbow, not Reading Rainbow, Picture Pages. That was what he did, the Picture Pages thing on Nickelodeon, hugely popular thing for kids. And, you know, not everybody's who they seem to be, I guess. I tend to agree with you on this, Mark. I don't think people should allow their opinion of the man to affect whether or not they enjoyed the programs that were put out. That
everybody's got the right to watch it or not, but the people that are providing it, I don't think they should be doing that.
And you're
people
saying TV stations,
the advertisers shouldn't be advertising on the channels that
so
do.
So all the other actors that were in the show, they should just get you know thrown to the floor,
no,
the cutting room
floor.
Because
they didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I mean, I would imagine that Bill Cosby's estate is going to be sued. So, you know, if you watch the show, the estate gets money, and then the people that are going to sue the estate can get some money,
I
guess.
Jim, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More on the government running child porn rings, apparently. And we don't know how much porn was distributed, but we know it was a long time they were running them. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
And I always like to jokingly say, may the best woman win.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination at the South by Southwest Festival.
Klobuchar says she's joking. There's no litmus test.
Many of them would be good, but I think that competition is good.
And there is plenty of that this weekend. Senator Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke are among those in Austin, as well as Senator Elizabeth Warren, who took a swipe at Bernie Sanders.
Bernie has to speak to what democratic socialism is. And I'm not. And the centrists have to speak to whatever they are doing.
Don't forget, daylight savings time is beginning once again. Most Americans are springing forward, turning their clocks ahead right at 1 o'clock. Arizona and Hawaii are the states that opt out of daylight saving time. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring us anything you want, if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can visit our website and follow us on social media. We've got a variety of different options. There's the Free Talk Live Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. There is the alternative to Twitter, the decentralized alternative called Mastodon. You can go and follow us on that platform by going to toot.freetalklive.com. That's T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com. Or our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Marilyn is on the line in, I'm not sure where, New Hampshire? Marilyn,
yes.
Where are you tonight?
Yes, New Hampshire.
Welcome. What part of New Hampshire are you in?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, I wanted to comment on the child pornography.
Yeah.
It's a behavioral crime. And it's a medium that is very powerful. And I wanted to explain that to you. I was a fighter of pornography back in the 70s.
All pornography?
You know, on women. And
when you say
I
you were
found
a fighter,
out the hard way by getting involved with protesting it, and that the women that were fighting it were lesbians, and I was straight. And I found out that they learned that even women who were looking at pornography just to fight it, you know, like I blocked it out. I didn't look at the stuff. But other
how is
women,
it that, just to clarify,
it,
this is
they
news
would
to
become
me.
Lesbians. That's how powerful it is. It's true.
Okay.
Yes, this is true.
It's ridiculous, is what
decided,
it is.
I decided, you know, I'm getting out of this. You know, I'm not going to have
okay.
any part of it.
Hold on. Marilyn, I want to know what it is that you did to fight pornography and how it is that watching pornography helps you fight pornography.
Well, what they were doing was they would have, you know, like group meetings, and they would gather the pornography and burn it.
Really?
But in
yeah,
the meanwhile,
like
these women were collecting it, and they, in other words, the lesbians knew that if they collected it, you know, if they were going to be looking at it, and it did turn women into lesbians, so they didn't tell them that that's what it was
going
to
do,
but
know?
That was part
how
of
you,
their routine.
How do you know that watching pornography turns straight women into lesbians?
Because that's what the lesbians told me, and I observed it, and I got out of it. I didn't observe
how
the
many
pornography,
lesbians
but
told
I
you
observed
that?
What other women were doing.
How many lesbians told you that it was because they watched pornography is why they believe they are attracted to women? Because I've never heard this before
well,
in my life.
They don't tell you. You just observe.
I thought you said
right?
they told you.
You're involved with a group.
Didn't she just say?
Pardon
she
me?
Did just say, right, Mark? You're nodding your head.
Yes,
that doesn't
yes,
help.
Sure.
Okay. So,
you know,
yeah,
in other
you
words,
did
I was
say,
part of this group of women.
Yes, that's what you
and,
said.
And, you know, in a short period of time, I learned who they were and what they were doing, and several
okay.
of them were straight at one time and became lesbians.
So
they didn't tell me why, but then I found out
could
that
be because
the leader
they're hanging
told
out with lesbians.
Me. The leader
I mean,
of the group told me this is what was going on.
Hold on. What did the leader tell you exactly?
That when women are gathering the pornography to fight it, they would be looking at it and they would become lesbians.
How long does it take? I mean, is it for,
I'm sorry. I didn't hang around long enough to find out. I got out.
She didn't want to become a lesbian.
But,
yeah, the,
you know, in other words, I'm just repeating
out.
What I heard. And
do you think there's something wrong with being a lesbian?
Is there something wrong with being a child pornographer?
Are you
Come
really
on.
Going to try to draw that
it's
parallel?
Not, it's just not correct behavior at all. So
okay,
anyway,
so you are basically a homophobe.
My question to you is, You were mentioning about the 18 months.
Crazy.
When was this 18 months?
The,
during the Obama
the
administration?
20, no, actually during Trump. So
yeah.
2017 through early 2017 through late 2018, basically.
And
April
these employees who were involved, were they hired by, you know, were they holdovers from the Obama administration?
Well, they're FBI agents.
I'm glad
they should have been hired at any point.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. If your theory's true, then wouldn't
they should
that,
all be lesbians.
Right. Wouldn't all the employees of the FBI who are involved in investigating child pornography become either lesbians, gay men, or child pornographers themselves?
No, they become child pornographers.
Well,
in other words, they get the addiction. They get addicted to what they're viewing.
And this is all what the person who led the anti-porn group in the 1970s told you, and you've believed that ever since?
Yes, I observed it.
Well,
in other words, pornography
people,
is that
you did not
powerful,
that
depending
and
on
no,
the
not.
Type of pornography that
no.
you are viewing. I
no.
blocked it out. I didn't look at it.
Marilyn,
but
I've got
you
news for
you.
It, you
are going
completely
to get
paranoid, and you're totally wrong about this. Now, you could argue that pornography has an addictive feature, meaning that people can get hooked on it.
Sure.
Just like people can get hooked on, you know, eating ice cream or other habits that might be bad, you know, not in moderation. So certainly there are people who have addictions to pornography of all sorts. No doubt about it.
But the consumption of pornography does not
yes.
lead to the consumption of child pornography.
No. Well, nor does the consumption of child porn make one into a child pornographer, nor does the consumption of any porn make one into a lesbian or a gay person. So, I mean, this is just the most ridiculous theory I've ever heard. Well, every person who's gay that I have ever spoken with has known they were gay from a relatively young age. It's something that they were just, and they hadn't seen a bunch of hardcore porn. They just grew up with an attraction to the same sex. Now, some people hit it for longer than others, but over time, many of them have come to the realization of that they are attracted to the same sex, and they've embraced that publicly to some extent, come out of the closet, and probably have a better life because they're not hiding themselves anymore.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with watching porn.
Well, I think that the idea of gay and straight is a little antiquated anyway. I mean, basically, there's a Kinsey scale out there, and that Kinsey scale says that, you know, I think you're at a zero, you're gay or straight, and then at a seven, you're gay or straight.
Yeah, like, one or the other.
Yeah, it goes one way or the other. I'm not sure what it is. I don't care.
The argument is almost everybody's in between somewhere. Is that right?
Well, no. I mean, no? You know, there are people that on you know that are on one end or the other. But okay. if you're somehow, like, I'm thinking, maybe she certainly likely did see some straight women turn into lesbians. It's, however, she's assigning the reasoning here, and it could be just because they're hanging out with lesbians and seeing an opportunity to do lesbian things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a straight woman who is, you know, straight could experiment.
She presumed they were straight because they were married or something. This is the 70s, okay?
Right.
I mean, you know.
There were probably women who were lesbians who were married because they hadn't come out as being lesbians, right?
Sure, they didn't have the opportunities or anything like that. The opportunity presents itself. They avail themselves of the opportunity. They get rid of that bum at the house.
They didn't have a lesbo app that they could log into and, you know, find other lesbians.
Right.
What's the lesbo app?
I don't know. What? I'm sorry.
There's a Grindr for the gay guys.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to use the term lesbo. Like, that's not. This is not. You're not in the.
Is that a bad word?
Social group that allows you to say lesbo.
I just said it.
Yeah, I know. You'll say whatever you want to say, just because you want to be able to say whatever you want to say.
Marilyn, fascinating call. Thank you for making it tonight. Wow, you know that's. I thought I'd heard it all, but
no. I mean, people assign all kinds of things. You know, once they decide that pornography is a sin, right? And then once they've decided that, then there's a bunch of other things that they kind of pile on to the whole thing after that. Well, you know, it'll lead to this, it'll lead to that, damnation, and the whole rigmarole. You know, I mean, yes, some people become addicted to pornography.
Mm-hmm.
However, it doesn't affect everybody. It certainly doesn't affect everybody the same way. It's just pictures, okay?
Right. Moving pictures.
Pictures of naked people.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got time for you. If you want to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent, it's Ian and Mark here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got a forum where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at forum.freetalklive.com and more coming up on the radio.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always, where you can take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, where we've got somebody hanging on the line we're going to get to just here in a moment, but you can get on to those rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And thank you to Joe, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. A gold means Joe's doing $10 a month. We only ask for $5, but he's doing $10. We really appreciate anybody contributing to the AMP program. But thank you, Joe, for that, because the AMP program helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board to the show, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom and continuing this conversation that we keep having on a variety of different issues here on the air. So if you want to help us do that, please join the AMP program like Joe did over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, Russ listening to WLNI FM in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hey, Russ.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Okay. You know, the last caller just completely blew my mind. what kind of sheep is she? I mean, that is one of the most misguided people I've ever heard on your show in my life.
Sounded like a religious zealot to me, but we didn't get deep into what her belief systems were.
I'm not worried about the belief system. I'm talking about the whole thing that watching pornography will turn a woman into a lesbian.
Right. You know, but what I'm saying is I think that probably comes from a religious belief.
Kind of a thing,
though. Sorry, you're still there.
Anyway, let me digress again. You know, we're talking about the whole child pornography thing with the FBI.
Yeah.
They're committing a crime to fight crime, and basically what they're doing is entrapment. I don't support the whole anyone ordering or owning or creating child pornography, but I don't think our government needs to distribute it.
Okay.
You know.
Seems like
anyway,
a reasonable position.
Yeah, and I mean it's very, you know, it's a very, very, very controversial subject. But along those lines, I mean we've had a few things pop up in the past 5-6 years with, you know, the whole Cosby issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have R. Kelly, you know, Harvey Weinstein, and it's funny that R. Kelly was in jail, Bill Cosby has gone to prison. Harvey Weinstein is walking around free.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, he's probably done more damage to in Hollywood than anyone I can think of.
I haven't looked closely at the Harvey Weinstein stuff, but I mean, wasn't it basically a pay-to-play kind of situation with Weinstein?
It was a casting couch for a situation, but he basically raped Rose McGowan. Okay, and that's
basically
the one that for me, you know, she hasn't come out to earn money off of this. She's trying to fight.
What are the allegations in that case? There were so many allegations thrown around. I don't remember who said what.
He raped her. I mean, he's done this. I mean, we just had Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie come out and say he raped them. So, I mean, it's okay. Pretty much been prevalent for the past 40 years with this guy. But my thing is I just there was a director recently who, and this was a Facebook post, and
I just like to clarify something. I don't want to sound like I'm defending Harvey Weinstein. I don't know what the guy did. Nothing's been proven at this point.
It's funny information versus, on you know all the legit news services out there. I mean,
I just don't pay attention.
It's a pylon. I mean, there's no doubt that there's a pylon. We read many of the allegations on the air. It usually involved him being in his hotel room. He would invite up one of these girls. He wanted a back row.
There is two sides to this.
He had a bottle of wine.
Also, the fact that they're trying to further their career.
Right, and so that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's part of the issue here is that when you have 20 beautiful women whose job it is, in some cases, to get buck naked and simulate sex on the big screen there, one of them or two of them is going to try to stand out amongst the others. And then how are they going to do that? Well, the casting couch is an option.
Yeah, let me step in here and just, you know, there's a director. I'm actually friends with the guy on Facebook, talk to him daily, Marcus Nispel, okay? He has done some decent movies, Conan the Barbarian, Friday the 13th, the remakes.
Uh-huh.
And he basically went off on a post one day and basically, you know, he didn't expose anything, but he was ranting about this, and I mean, with all due righteousness in it, because the guy was right. There is, in Hollywood, in the entertainment industry, you know, an underground, it's not some sort of evil, multi-tentacled or cabal.
Spit it out.
It's
what is
the
it?
The fact that there's just too much. There's just way too much. Abuse of power in Hollywood.
Mm. Well, I mean, power is going to be abused generally.
Those allegations for R. Kelly have been around since at least 15 years.
At least. I mean, and I think it's
Michael
closer
Jackson.
To 25.
Okay, Michael Jackson. Let's go back to Michael Jackson, okay? Michael Jackson had allegations thrown at him when he was still alive and performing in the 80s.
Yep.
I mean, when you're raised by Joe Jackson and what he did with his daughters, there you go.
I don't know that's an allegation, sorry.
Vicious cycle. Where,
are you saying that his dad molested his daughters? I'm not familiar with that.
I'll give you a perfect example. Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey came out after sexually abusing or attempting to sexually abuse a young actor underage and said he's gay. The gay community backed away and said they don't want anything to do with this man.
Well, right, because being gay doesn't mean that you're a molester.
We have people that, who are identifying as pedosexual. This may be a created term, but it's been on the internet enough to where it's now in the public consciousness. They want to justify having sex with kids. Frankly, it disgusts me. It's not a sexual identity; it's a mental illness, and they need to be treated as such. Institutionalized or thrown in prison for the rest of their life. That's pretty much it.
I'm not sure that's a solution to it, but
I will say this much. What was it? Someone mentioned Hitler. You know, some of those dictatorial, forms of government did have a way of dealing with these people. They basically shot them in the back of the head. It didn't matter if they were, and left them. I don't know if that should be the solution, but you know what?
Probably not, because when they don't like you, they'll call you a pedophile. They'll shoot you in the back of the head and off you go into a jail.
No evidence necessary.
As far as what that piece of garbage did in World War II to 6 million Jews, homosexuals, mentally ill,
But you're willing to embrace his methods if you think it'll further your methods. Thank you for the call tonight. Further your goals. Thanks for that. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with Outlaw Conservative on our Discord chat.
Good to be with you guys.
Hello, this is Chris, sounds like Chris Cantwell. Hello there.
Indeed it is, yes. My name is Christopher Cantwell. I'm the host of the Outlaw Conservative and a bunch of other terrible things, which we probably shouldn't talk about on broadcast radio. But I tuned in towards the end of the show, and I heard a woman talking about pornography turning women into lesbians, and you guys seemed all confused by that, and I figured I'd call and explain to you why she's right. It's not to say that all women.
You're going to align yourself with the religious nut job zealots tonight, all right?
Hashtag not all women. All right, go ahead.
But this is the whole thing. You know, this is the problem. This is the problem. When we start talking about issues like that, it always gets distracted with the religion thing, which it really isn't, right? But it is interesting to see, like, because I used to make that assumption myself. I used to think that, like, all insistence on any kind of, like, sexual norm was just some kind of, like, throwback to some religious superstition. And it's really not. When you start, it's unfortunate we're so short on time because we're not going to be able to do this justice. But,
well, how does it turn them into lesbians? That's what I want to know.
What it does is it disconnects sex from reproduction, for one, okay? So, like, the entire pornography industry is just the same deconstruction that you see run rampant with the ethnic group that's controlling the pornography industry, which you probably know is the same ethnic group that's responsible for the banking and the media, right? They deconstruct everything. They say,
But are they shape-shifting lizards?
Sex is about pleasure, right? It's a nonsense lie that's been peddled upon the society. Right?
That's what it's about for me.
Everybody gets it in their head. Well, of course it is for you, right? Because you got conned into this nonsense when you were how young and did away with your.
I've just never had the drive to reproduce. It's never been something for me, man. It's been for you,
the thing is that, you know, whatever your drives are, Ian, they're influenced by the information that you're given, right? And so, like, our entire information pool is flooded with this nonsense, and then you get filled with this nonsense in your head, and then you go repeat it on the airwaves, and it just continues until there's, like, until our birth rates plummet and they have to replace us with third world immigrants, right? So that's exactly what's
our
happening.
Our birth rates.
I am out of time for tonight. That's the Outlaw Conservative. What's your website, Chris?
OutlawConservative.com.
You're going to be on, you have a lot of despicable views, but you're going to be able to express them on a special episode of...
Special extra despicable episode.
Of Aria Demenza, the anarchist she-male, versus Christopher Cantwell, the outlaw conservative / crying Nazi, as he's been called. That's going to be happening Friday night on the Twitch feed, twitch.lrn.fm, at least until Twitch pulls it off, because Chris is violating their terms of service. So that's going to happen 10 p.m. Eastern Time Friday. Mark your calendar and be there at twitch.lrn.fm to see that happen live. It'll also be on our lrn.fm streams. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.